radio.com.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, listeners, and hosts of any program on Word Radio do not necessarily reflect those of ownership, management, or advertisers of this station. This program is a rebroadcast. Please disregard all dates, times, and events given. No phone calls, please.
This is State Senator Vincent Hughes.
Drive in
with Solomon Jones.
Drive home
with Charles Ellison.
This is Word Radio, 96.1 FM
and 900 AM WURD.
Philadelphia, independent black media.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, listeners, and hosts of any program on Word Radio do not necessarily reflect those of ownership, management, or advertisers of this station.
Welcome to Kerry Talk 101. I'm your host, Rick Ford, and you're listening to 900 AM WURD 96.1 FM on your dial. What a great day here in the city of Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Eagles, they're starting a season. Before we get started, we're going to open up the phone lines at 215-634-8065, toll-free 1-866-361-0900, or you can head us up on wordradio.com. You can download the free WRD app in your Android or iPhone, or you can tune in to Word TV. We're on Facebook, Instagram. We're at all these social media handouts, so that way you can't miss this life-saving show. We do this show every Saturday here at 900 AM, bringing hope and healing over the airwaves. Tonight, we have a full cast of folks in here tonight, but before we do that, recovery, let me tell you something, Recovery Idol 2019, John.
I hear you.
We are down to two finalists. Now, I want you folks to listen closely. We started out January 3rd, March in South Philly at Yeasa Banquet Hall with 23 contestants. Then we went to North Philly at One Day at a Time, and we eliminated people as each round of the competition. And then we went to the Belly of the Beast in Frankfurt, right at St. Mark's Church, and we eliminated some more people. And then we went all the way to Roxborough and Manayunk at Venice Island, where we eliminated everybody except the two finalists. Now, listen to this. Vivian Lewis and Donna Anderson are the two finalists, right? And they will be competing at the Dell Music Center Friday night, 6 to 9, for the champion. We're giving away a cash prize. And not only that, an opportunity to perform around the city of Philadelphia and some recording time. Yes, these are people in recovery. The winner of Recovery Idol not only will be crowned that night, Friday night, at the Dell Music Center, but we'll have the opportunity to perform at this year's Recovery Walk in front of 25 or 30,000 people. This is what we put a face and a voice on recovery. And this is what this is really all about. So kudos go out to the City of Philadelphia, Department of Behavioral Health, Roland Lamb, my executive director, Fred Way, for the Pennsylvania Alliance of Recovery Residents. Philadelphia is leading the nation in recovery. So the Recovery Walk is free and open to the public. But guess what? Recovery Idol at the Dell Music Center is free. You don't even need a ticket. You don't even need a ticket. Just come here and hang out with us Friday night, August the 23rd at the Dell Music Center, where folks meet the stage. Kudos go out to the staff at the Dell Music Center, Sue Slauson, Faye Garrison Green, and the rest of the wonderful people over there at the Dell Music Center. And let me just tell you this. I was there Thursday night. Gregory Porter, good God Almighty. And who else, Dave, what I say? Who was that?
Lettucey.
She just ripped it apart in there. Then we close out that night with Anthony Hamilton. What a great night. Philadelphia just really needs to understand the importance of the Dell Music Center. Not the Man, not the Met, not the Lear Course, not the Keswick, not the Tower. We're talking about Philly's own, the Dell Music Center, where parking is free.
That's it.
5,000 wonderful seats. You see me, I get excited about that because this is what we tell people, come on home for the summer at the Dell Music Center.
You know,
and I'm
years,
looking for
years,
Frankie Beverly,
decades.
Lady B Show, and all the shows, the upcoming shows. We'll talk more about that. So, listen, I tell you, man, I have a great time. It's family, a family-oriented environment. It ain't a bad seat at the Dell Music Center. John.
Yes, sir.
Free parking.
Absolutely.
Now, if you go to the Met, or if you go to the Man.
No.
Okay,
no.
All right.
The Dell.
All right.
How many decades?
Yeah.
That's been the music venue for us, you know?
And not only that, I want to send a special shout out to Sue Slauson and Faye Garrison Green, who revitalized and brought the Dell back, and all the great council people who support what's happening at the Dell Music
Absolutely.
Center. This is what we do here in the city of Philadelphia. So I'm so excited, and I can go on and on. But let me tell you, before we go into our guest, Recovery Idol that night, we want to honor some wonderful people. My good friend, he died, Ryan Tyree, who worked over there at NPHS, North Philadelphia Health Systems, at 8th and Gerard. We're going to be honoring his legacy. We're going to make sure his wife gets there and his granddaughter, who was in our fashion show, be there that night. And we want to pay homage to some people who were trailblazers in the recovery community. My good friend Kenny Ali, who created the program Men and Women for Human Excellence. Every year, I give out the Kenny Ali Award. He's been dead now 6-7 years, but someone that's working in the field of addiction and treatment takes on the humanitarian legacy of what Kenny Ali. This year, Tony Moses is going to be a recipient. So if you guys come out and support the folks at Men and Women for Human Excellence that night, we're going to be honoring the winner, Recovery Idol, and someone's unspoken. Some people are doing great work. Mm-hmm. Unsung heroes. Mm-hmm. Oh, good God. I need to tell you who we got here tonight. Marie Whitmer. Let me make sure I say your name right. Marie Whitmer.
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Whitmire.
From PROACT, the Philadelphia Recovery Community Center, PROACT, the Pennsylvania Recovery Organization, Achieving Communities Together, yes. Right there in the heart of the belly of the beast, 17th and Lehigh, mm-hmm. Right? She's going to talk a little bit more about that. My good friend, John White from Consortium is here. We also have Ryan Kaufman from the Philadelphia Department of Public Health, Tobacco Policy. Lord, it's going to be interesting tonight. And my good friend, Jerome Wells, who is the PE supervisor at Consortium. Now, before we get to John, before we get to Jerome, I'm going to go to John, and that's going to be, John, I miss you.
Oh, we've missed you too, you know? And thanks so much for letting us be a part of the whole PROACT and the recovery walk, and to hear from the city of Philadelphia about a very important initiative that we just started, the secession program. This has been, gosh, I don't know what to say. We've gotten some new things.
Really?
Addictions. Yes, we have.
Great.
We have a computer lab now that is about to open, so that our members will have an opportunity to get some computer literacy. They will be able to check their own emails and things of that nature. And this week, we're starting our integrated healthcare program.
Wow.
Where we're going to be doing basic stuff, doing physical exams, tests to make sure that we are able to link our members up with their doctors. And this is the first in the city. We keep talking about integrated health, and a lot of times the whole focus is on the mental health side. But we've got a grant application in, or a program proposal into the city for a mental health program. But the Independence Blue Cross Foundation thought that our efforts around addictions and integrated health were worthy, and they gave us a grant for some $90,000, you know, to provide the certified nurse practitioners and the physicians to be a part of this. And so it's really great. And a major part of that is really an honor and a pleasure for me, because the gentleman, our guest, who I'm going to be introducing, he's a longtime Consortium employee for sure. But he spent the last 25, 30 years working in addictions.
Yeah.
The last few years, he's taken on one of the most difficult roles in the addictions field, in that he focuses on trauma. He trains other therapists in being trauma-informed, but he also runs group for individuals who are experiencing trauma.
Great.
I think it's one of the toughest roles that you can play, because every day that he's engaged with that, he's taking on the burdens of others.
Yeah.
Never mind, he has his own to carry. But to have the kind of dedication that Jerome Wells has demonstrated, I think is remarkable.
Yeah.
And I begged him to come, because he tried to get shy on me earlier this week. But the importance of his work, I think, is noteworthy. And the listening audience needs to understand and relate to the various aspects of addictions that are out there. And trauma is probably one of the primary and most focal points that sometimes gets ignored. So,
great.
Jerome, welcome.
Yeah,
we did pay you Tuesday, didn't we?
We what?
You got paid Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, I just wanted to make sure.
And what about if he didn't get paid? Would you still be here?
Lord Wells.
So let's give him a hand for that, Dave. We are sitting here with Jerome Wells from the Consortium, and I think it's important for the viewers and listeners to really understand the true significance of some of the work that he does. But before we get you, I'm going to ask you, explain to me and the listening audience, what is PE?
Okay. PE is acronym for prolonged exposure.
Side of
move that closer.
More.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's light up a little bit more. We want to make sure that the viewers and listeners hear you clearly.
Okay, PE is an acronym for prolonged exposure. It's a model of treatment. It's a model of treatment for PTSD developed by Dr. Edna Foa at the University of Pennsylvania. Prolonged exposure is a treatment that we put people in a position to revisit their trauma. And not only once, we have them revisit their trauma over and over and over. It's sort of like when you see a scary movie for the first time.
Yeah.
And by the 15th time you see it, it's not scary no more. So that's the goal of...
So rather than...
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is. I know. But so rather than trying to put it behind you, the trauma behind you, the PE therapeutic approach is to have them confront it.
Approach it,
okay,
yes.
Until such time as...
Yes, we call it habituation, which is getting used to it or...
Habituation?
Habituation.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one part. That's called, in prolonged exposure, that part of the therapy is called imaginal exposure.
Yeah.
That's when they repeatedly talk about their trauma. Revisit. We don't use the term relive your trauma.
Right.
Because they're not doing it, so we always say revisit your trauma.
Okay.
Okay, that's one part of it, talking about it, right? The second part is called in vivo exposure.
In vivo?
In vivo exposure. In vivo exposure is where we have people visit feared places, because PTSD causes fear in a lot of areas, right? So we have people incrementally approach feared situations. The same way we do with imaginal exposure over and over again, we do it with in vivo exposure. You approach places. Of course, you're going to have high anxiety while approaching these places, right? But what we do is give them a crutch, go with a friend. We have to get to stay 20 minutes on a 10-20 minutes on that feared situation. And eventually you'll find out that anxiety has a peak, and it starts to go down the longer you stay in that feared situation.
Wow.
So that's imaginal exposure and in vivo exposure.
Imaginal
exposure and in vivo exposure.
You know, Trump, we've talked about this, I think, on the last show, right? How prevalent is trauma, Jerome, in your experience in the addictions aspect of it? Because it's also true in mental health.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. PTSD at the consortium.
Post-traumatic stress disorder?
Post-traumatic stress disorder. It's about 85% some level of PTSD at the consortium.
You see, people relate PTSD to war, right?
Exactly. Right.
Okay. No. No, the PTSD is not limited to the war. It's not.
No.
Okay? It's probably the most prevalent trigger for depression, going through those, you know, that the trauma that's experienced through that.
Yeah.
Dr. Edna Foa developed prolonged exposure like 20-something years ago. Because up until 1980, we were calling PTSD, like John just said,
Related to
soldiers, the military,
to the
war.
Right.
Dr. Edna Foa found out that even rape victims have the same symptoms as people who's been in war.
Right.
Car accident people have the same symptoms that people have in war. They're re-experiencing the trauma, flashbacks, nightmares, avoiding areas that wherever the trauma happened at.
Yeah.
You know, so we found out that it wasn't just for military people. Dr. Edna Foa discovered that, and she started developing prolonged exposure.
Well, you know, when you think about what's happening And I'll just use Phil Luff in terms of post-traumatic stress disorder and going back, relating back to wars and all that. Right. Mm. But when I think about what's happening, and I'm going to kind of tie this into what's going on with the violence and the gun violence in the city of Philadelphia, how do we, folks have become so desensitized, right, to when we, and let me give an example. When growing up in the hood, when we grew up, when there was a gunshot or something, we ran away from it.
Right.
How people have become so desensitized, they run towards it now. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy scenario and how we handle post-traumatic stress disorder and traumas and all that stuff.
Right.
Here's one thing, Rick, that I've learned through doing this, and I want to thank John so much for giving me the opportunity to help these people in 2011. But I found out that most people
have been traumatized.
Have been traumatized, but don't even know they have PTSD.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things, that's what I'm saying. It has been so embedded in us from everything, from watching that guy number four, all that's traumatizing.
Exists.
So then we just be 100.
And think about this. With all that is going on in terms of this whole immigration issue.
Yeah.
What are those children experiencing? Okay, and
trauma.
Who's going to be prepared?
And they're going to attachment separation disorder.
And you don't have to go south of the border to see it.
Yeah,
no.
Philadelphia has a large African community coming from all over the continent, right? Some of our brothers and sisters are coming from places that are war-torn. Some of the children that are now in school, junior and senior high school, they were boy soldiers back home.
Yeah.
They've been through it, right? So how do we prepare ourselves to, okay, how are we going to relate to this when it shows itself?
Yeah.
Right.
When it shows itself. And I think, you know, the opportunity to really begin to address it head on, recognize it for what it is, and to have a way out.
Yeah.
Even though it's probably the roughest road that to recovery that you can go through, it's like climbing the rough side of the mountain.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
If you climbed up the smooth side, you'll never get to the top.
Wow.
Rough side's got a place to put your feet, your hands, to pull yourself up, and that's what this will do. It is not easy.
Wow. So listen, we're going to take a break. Those that are viewing and listening, I'm telling you, man, this is what this is really all about. I'm so honored to have John White here, my good friend Jerome Wells here from the consortium. Phone lines are open, 215-634-8065, toll free, 1-866-361-0900. Listen, the second half of the show, we're going to be talking to Maria Whitmire. Did I get it right? Whitmire.
There you go.
Whitmire.
There you go. There you go.
You know, when you grow up in the hood, you smoke crack, you lose all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
and then Brian Kaufman from the City of Philadelphia Public Health. We're going to be talking about the recovery walk and all the stuff that's happening at PROACT. We'll be right back. I'm sorry.
So there's someone very close to you, and they're in a lot of trouble with opioids, alcohol, maybe other drugs. You're desperate to help, but you don't know what to do. So you just watch. And just as desperately, you do nothing. Well, there is something you can do. Call the consortium. They've helped a lot of people in their 50 years, thousands, good people who just need to get out of their own jail. The consortium's multicultural clients come from all over the region to their West Philadelphia location because the consortium's understanding and proven methods are treasured by them. Because they work. And while they could go anywhere, they choose the consortium, and so can you. Call 267-233-5163. If you know someone in trouble, just give us a call. We'll help with the rest. The consortium, 267-233-5163.
PROACT Recovery Walks 2019 is Saturday, September 21st at the Great Plaza, Penn's Landing, Philadelphia. Registration is at 7 a.m. and the walk is at 9 a.m. Join us. Support recovery and advocacy. Fight stigma and give hope to others. Together, we can show the world that recovery works. Saturday, September 21st at the Great Plaza, Philadelphia. Visit recoverywalks.org.
Every other time I've left rehab, I always felt terrible, like still sick. This time, with being on the buprenorphine maintenance, I felt normal again. I felt like a normal human being leaving rehab, which 30 other times I had done, and it never happened.
Bup helps people stop using heroin or other opioid drugs. For help, call 888-545-2600 or go to bupworks.org.
Buprenorphine definitely works. I am proof.
Hi, I'm the First Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with Rick Ford on 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM.
This program is a rebroadcast. Please disregard all dates, times, and events given. No phone calls, please.
How did we ever lose our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
How did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? Should have never tried to play. Before we go too far,
we were lovers.
We were lovers,
and the best of friends.
And the best of friends. Oh.
And I hope that we can be. Friend inside that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the
same. Hey, we back here at 900 AM WURD. I'm your host, Rick Ford. Yeah, yeah, that's how Gregory Porter. For those who weren't at the Dell, Bilal.
Hey.
Rochelle Bilal, I was looking for you, my sister. Incoming sheriff, let's give Rochelle Bilal a hand. We shall be honored. Yeah, so Gregory Porter was just phenomenal the other night. For those who have never heard him or saw him, please support these artists. So we're back here with the consortium with John White and Jerome Wells, PE supervisor over there, consortium. So what I want people to realize is, John, you guys are located out there in the West Philadelphia area.
Right, 451 University Avenue.
451 right University Avenue.
Right behind the University of Pennsylvania School of Nursing, yeah. And across the street from the Veterans Hospital.
Yeah. And I want to thank all the wonderful folks that are employed over there. Miss Wells and Miss Reed.
Oh, Angie.
Angie Reed.
My boss. Angie Reed. Absolutely.
And my man over there.
Stefan. Right. You met Stefan and Erica.
And Erica.
Erica here too as well. We got some more for you. The last couple of shows,
and for those that are listening and viewing, every second Saturday of the month, Consortium will be here bringing on a diverse group of folks, bringing that high level of treatment over there in West Philadelphia.
That's exactly
so, John,
right.
Kudos go out to you.
Thank you.
And the team over there at Consortium. My good friend over there, played football, basketball with me.
Oh, Ray Harad?
Ray Harad.
Yeah.
That's my man.
Ray Harad is involved in the program that our other guest from the Department of Health is going to be talking about.
Oh, okay.
And he runs the program for the most seriously mentally ill.
Yeah.
And we launched that 2 weeks ago. We had our first session with that, introduction of the whole program. So this is timely.
Yeah.
Really is.
Yeah. So later we're going to have Ryan on with Maria. again. So we're going to be talking to, and I'm excited about this upcoming year for the Recovery Walk. So here's what we're going to
Recovery Walk, right? The Recovery Idol final is going to be Friday night, August
23rd.
August 23rd. I just wanted to repeat the
date. Yeah, I'm going to make sure. Recovery Idol finals will take place at the Dell Music Center Friday night, August 23rd.
Right.
The winner of Recovery Idol will have to go home and rest and get prepared and showcase at the Recovery Walk in front of 25 to 30. Can you imagine to see 25 to 30,000 people with a face and a voice on Recovery, all walks of life. You might see your school teacher, your neighbor, the police officer, your doctor, your lawyer. You might see your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend.
And it's a wonderful celebration.
And kids and animals.
That's really
all about.
It is.
And Philadelphia leads the nation in Recovery Walk. So kudos go out to Bev Habley and the incoming, the new Jennifer King.
Yes.
And she's holding things. She's been, the baton's been handed to her.
Okay.
And so it's a great opportunity,
it
man.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. Yeah, and recovery ought to be celebrated.
And we want everybody. You know? We want everybody by the sound of my voice, wherever you live at. We want you to come down here and really
join
see recovery at its full movement.
That's exactly right.
And guess what, John? Everybody that's viewing and listening, we are recovering from something, whether it's sexing, texting, shopping, gambling, domestic violence, buying too many pairs of shoes. You know what your thing is.
That's right. That's right.
So that's what it's really about, man. And we're in the healing stages with all this happening in the city with the opiate epidemic and folks dying as we speak. We have to show folks that there's hope and healing.
Healing begins with giving.
Yes.
And to give of your time, your expertise, your effort, your passion, your concern, you ought to come on down.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful sight to see. I've been there almost all 16 years that it's been operating, but it's just a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
It really is. No hassle. Come on down. You can get the exercise and meet some people who you probably haven't seen in a long time, and others who, you know, you'll be introduced for the first time. It's a wonderful celebration of life.
That's what it's all about. That's what we do here. So we're going to take our final break, and we're going to switch. And we're going to go to Maria and her man, Ryan, and talk about the Recovery Walk, but more than anything else about smoking and smoke-free sensation and tobacco-free. Yeah, we're going to encourage people to put down the cigarettes, how we say in the violence, put down the guns so we can raise our sons.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to ask you to put down your cigarettes so we can live longer and healthy. We'll be right back. Don't tell Maria that.
Okay. Don't tell me.
So that's what she says.
So there's someone very close.
John, jump back here.
And they're in a lot of trouble with opioids, alcohol, maybe other drugs. You're desperate to help, but you don't know what to do. So you just watch. And just as desperately, you do nothing. Well, there is something you can do. Call the consortium. They've helped a lot of people in their 50 years. Thousands. Good people who just need to get out of their own jail. The consortium's multicultural clients come from all over the region to their West Philadelphia location because the consortium's understanding and proven methods are treasured by them because they work. And while they could go anywhere, they choose the consortium, and so can you. Call 267-233-5163. If you know someone in trouble, just give us a call. We'll help with the rest. The consortium. 267-233-5163.
ProAct Recovery Walks 2019 is Saturday, September 21st at the Great Plaza, Penn's Landing, Philadelphia. Registration is at 7 a.m. and the walk is at 9 a.m. Join us. Support recovery and advocacy. Fight stigma and give hope to others. Together, we can show the world that recovery works. Saturday, September 21st at the Great Plaza, Philadelphia. Visit recoverywalks.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer from an addiction, trauma, or mental illness? Here at the Kirkbride Center, our mission is to help our patients, their families, and friends by providing a therapeutic environment for treatment and recovery. Located at 111 North 49th Street in West Philadelphia, Kirkbride provides both short and long-term inpatient care for adults who need help from recovering from mental illness and drug and alcohol addictions. And we specialize in the use of methadone and Suboxone for the treatment of opiate dependencies. This year, our staff has also pioneered a
new long-term residential program for women with addictions who are survivors of trauma, the first of its kind in Philadelphia. Treatment is covered by most insurance plans, and county funding is accepted for those without insurance. Self-pay arrangements are also available, and referrals and admissions to the Kirkbride Center are accepted 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For more information or to schedule an intake at the Kirkbride Center, please call our number at 215-471-2488 right away. Again, that's 215-471-2488. The Kirkbride Center is a proud sponsor of 900 AM WURD.
Hi, this is Council President Darrell Clark, and I listen to my main man, Rick Ford, heard here on 900 AM WURD.
Hey, we back here at 900 AM WURD. Time flies. Now I'm sitting here with Ryan Kaufman from the City of Philadelphia Public Health and Maria Whitmire, like Oscar Mayer, Whitmire. I got that. Welcome, Maria. Let's give them a hand, both a hand. So, Maria, I want to get right to this. And you know, historically, we've talked about the recovery walk, for those who don't know it. I don't have the data in front of me how many years we've been doing this, but I've been involved with the walk for at least the last 10, 12 years since they came to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So it's really about getting folks prepared for the walk.
Yes.
So let's talk about it. Let's get to it, sis. Yes.
This year is our 18th year walking. We originally started out with about 100 people over in Fairmount Park. But numbers every year we've grown. We had to move from Fairmount Park over to Penn's Landing. Now we go Penn's Landing all the way up to 7th Street and all the way back down to the Great Plaza. And we had upwards towards 30,000 people last year. We're trying to go over 30,000 people this year because we see it in the news, all the people we see with the guns and violence and addiction and drugs, but nobody sees the recovery.
Right.
So this is the biggest showcase of recovery our nation has.
And that's why we put a face and a voice on recovery.
Yes.
And you said something earlier, and I was at the very inception when we started out Bohouse Row. With 200 people, Ryan, me, Fred Martin, 200 people. Then the following year, we went from 200 to about 600. And then we outgrew Bohouse Road. Then they put us out in Fairmont Park and Memorial Hall. Then we had about 1,300 there. Then I said, something's wrong with this picture because they can't see us out in the park. So we, in order to showcase the talent of people in recovery, we need to be visible in the public's eyes for folks can see it, hope, and healing. So we moved from Memorial Hall to Penn's Landing. Right, Maria?
Right.
You good got God that. Almighty.
You got the whole timeline down.
and the numbers have increased. So this year, what's the date for the recovery walk this year?
Saturday, September 21st. We will be walking at 9 a.m., but the booths and everybody should be arriving at 7 a.m. so they can sign up, meet and greet with the people we have. We have a lot of dignitaries that are be coming and speaking, so you'll get an opportunity to talk with them before the walk. And we have an excellent program scheduled for that day.
Now watch this. Let's kind of go a little deeper before the walk. Let's talk about the pep rally.
Yes, the pep rally.
The pep rally.
The week before the recovery walk on Friday, September 13th at City Hall at 12 noon, we'll be hosting a pep rally to get everybody on the page for the recovery walk and to get excited. We'll have a few speakers. We may have a Recovery Idol former finalist. So we
and we're gonna have not only that, Marie, and I think it's important to get our elected officials, mm-hmm. our politicians to come out that building and come downstairs and support what we do. And I'll tell you why. Every rally, every march, every protest that happens at City Hall, it happens there. Mm-hmm. Come support this. So I'm calling on City Council President Darrell Clark, my good friend, Curtis Jones, my good friend, Kenyona Sanchez, my good friend. Listen, the rest of you go, Cindy Bass, I want all y'all, Alan Dime, I want all y'all, Derek Green, I want all y'all that are listening to my voice, get from City Hall on that date, September the 13th.
Yes.
Come downstairs from the chambers.
Yes,
come. And come down here and be amongst the people, the same people that vote for you, mm-hmm. support you. Mm-hmm. We're asking you to come downstairs. That's why we chose City Hall. Okay. We're gonna do the pep rally, John, right in the heart of City Hall. The mayor, deputy commissioners, we want everybody to come downstairs and be a part of this movement. Mm-hmm. We're trying to decrease the violence in the city of Philadelphia, but raise awareness. So you see me, man. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
How can people sign up for the walk, Marie?
For the Recovery Walk, they can go to the website recoverywalks.org. Don't forget the end of Recovery Walks. There's an S. It's not just Recovery Walk. It's recoverywalks.org. And for the pep rally, you can, if you want to sign up, you don't have to. You can just show up. We do have an Eventbrite link for the pep rally. It is Recovery Walks pep rally on Eventbrite. That'll give you some more details about that. If you wanted to help volunteer for the Recovery Walk, you can contact me at the office at 17th and Lehigh at 215-223-1700.
Give that number out again.
The number again is 215-223-7700, and you can be part of making the show happen. If you want to volunteer, just give us a call, and we will find some. We have so many volunteers. We have about 400 volunteers each year for the Recovery Walk, so we need the help, you know. For 30,000 people, there's a lot of background stuff going on that we need help with. So
yeah.
Please, you know, reach out to us, and you can help us to make this thing happen.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, man, this is being involved with the walk, one of the things, John, I noticed from the stage. I've hosted the walk, being the MC several years, and to look out in the audience and see a multitude of people out there smoking cigarettes, and I said, well, you know, that's not a good look. It's a little disturbing, you know, and I understand people in early recovery, they say their justification is, well, I ain't using drugs, I'm smoking, but we're trying to change the whole mindset. So that's why we got Ryan here from the City of Philadelphia Public Health Tobacco Policy and Control Program for the city. Ryan, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, Derek. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and I think it's important for you to expand on why are we trying to get people to walk away and move from that? And I mentioned earlier in the conference room here in the city of Philadelphia that we're eliminating smoking in parks and recs and in bars and all that stuff. So even in treatment programs, correct?
Right, that's right.
So let's talk a little bit about the importance of why we're trying to tell people don't come near smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come near smoking.
Yeah.
We're trying to encourage people.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you so much for having me on, Derek. And it's such a pleasure to be here with so many distinguished and passionate guests about recovery.
Yeah.
And the message of hope that recovery brings. So I'd like to just briefly talk about the number 25. So this may seem a bit abstract, but I promise this is going somewhere. So I'd like just the folks here in the studio, but also those listening in, to just think about what you've accomplished over the last 25 years of your life. Right, whether it's starting a family, going back to school, getting a job, recovering from substance use disorders, whatever that might be. And so that number is really important because folks with serious mental illness and substance use disorders have a 25-year shorter life expectancy.
Wow.
Than folks without those backgrounds. And a big factor for that, there are other factors, but is tobacco. So tobacco has a devastating effect on society at large, but particularly for folks in recovery who've been targeted at the hands, victimized really by the tobacco industry for decades. But there's a sort of positive side of that coin for 25, in that folks who integrate their recovery from tobacco at the same time they're working on the recovery from alcohol and other drugs have a 25% greater rate of recovery.
Wow.
So for many years, tobacco was viewed as a lesser of two evils, a therapeutic tool, or just outright ignored in addiction treatment. But what tobacco-free recovery is saying is that if we provide tobacco-free settings for people to receive care services and treatment in, if we provide evidence-based tobacco treatment, if we ensure that staff are trained to really interface with their members and their clients around tobacco use and get help for their own tobacco use as well, where they're working, this will help more align these settings with recovery and restore the dreams, hopes, and ambitions that people in recovery have, just like folks not in recovery. They want to start a family. They want to go back to school. They want their own home. But their lives are cut prematurely short through addiction, disease, and death that's perpetuated by this industry. And that's what tobacco free recovery is all about, and why I applaud great addiction treatment settings like the Consortium, but also Recovery Walks for saying we want this to be a tobacco free event.
Yes.
We want it to be celebratory.
Let's give them a hand for that, because I think it's important, man, for people to understand the true significance of that, bro. Yeah. This is why we do what I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so important, and I really applaud Recovery Walks for standing up against the tobacco industry and standing for people in recovery and saying this is still a warm, inclusive, celebratory event, and there will be help for you to get help with your tobacco use at the event. But we want to respect folks who are there with their family, their children, their kids, and where tobacco use around them could be a trigger or a cue for an addiction they're in recovery from, or an addiction or a cue or trigger for other addictions they're in recovery from.
Yeah.
So it's still celebratory and still welcoming, but saying, can we create a healthy, safe environment for everyone to enjoy the spirit of recovery?
And there'll be some folks out there with signage.
Yep, that's right.
At the recovery walk for if someone who at that moment feels like they get the urge or the craving while there, there'll be some people there with posters or signs to say, hey, come over here to our table. We can kind of help you.
Yeah, that's right.
Because recovering, listen, this is a whole market of marketing people towards recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good, man. I'll tell you. Yeah, so, Ryan.
Yeah.
For folks who want more information about what you do, can you give out a phone number?
Sure. A great number for anyone listening in or anyone here in the studio as well is 1-800-QUIT-NOW. So there's a Pennsylvania free quit line that offers, and this is incredible, 8 free weeks of nicotine replacement therapy. Mm-hmm. So you can get patches, gums, lozenges free, sent right to your house, 8 weeks worth. Wow. You can also get free coaching over the phone. They have text messaging, multiple languages available. So it's available nearly 24 hours a day. So if you're working second shift, third shift, whatever you got going on, that's a number that any Pennsylvania resident can call to initiate their recovery from tobacco use.
1-800-QUIT.
That's right. 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Huh? 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a great resource.
And we hope that folks take advantage of this. Is wealth of good information. Wait, 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
That's right. That's
so
right.
You in a divorce, you say, honey, I'm quitting. I'm quitting now.
Yeah, so it's sometimes that's how it happens, right? Just like with other substance uses, right? You get to a point where the addiction is taking from you more than it's giving you back. And tobacco use is in every respect an addiction, often the last one for people in recovery and the hardest one for a lot of folks in recovery. And so there's different cup spilleth over moments for people, right? Some people, it's the lung cancer scare. Some people, it's the cost. Some people, it's your kid walking into the kitchen with a pretzel rod saying, I want to be like my dad or mom. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
This is done.
Yeah.
So whatever that is, that number's at the ready to help you take control. And putting it this way, it's like living life on your terms and not the tobacco industry's terms, because all they want for our community is keep putting that money on the counter until you're dead.
Yeah.
And then they recruit your kids to take your spot.
And the marketing that they utilize for
absolutely.
They found a unique way of marketing tobacco sales and all that, and it's, boy, people need to wake up. Go ahead, Ryan.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Derek, because I think this is an idea and a concept, tobacco-free recovery, that makes some people nervous. Providers, the advocate community, I definitely understand and can respect that viewpoint. I think what's really important is that if there is an enemy to be identified, it is the tobacco industry.
Indeed.
They have had marketing campaigns called subculture urban marketing, Project Scum, where they actually targeted folks with mental illness and substance use disorders and homeless individuals.
Wow.
So they've kind of stood in the shadows while they lay waste to our community. And while we're searching for sort of that commonality, of which there's more commonality than differences around the issue of tobacco for recovery, if we are at odds with one another, the only winning party in that is the tobacco industry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Can you talk to us about the vaping industry a little more? I know you told me a little something outside.
Sure. That's also a really great question. So the position of the public health department is that no young person should be exposed to nicotine in any quantity. Right. Adolescent brain development.
In fashion.
That's right. Adolescent brain development tells us that your brain is really still developing up until early adulthood. Mm-hmm. So these products, a lot of the more popular products, have extremely high levels of nicotine in them, which have adverse consequences on adolescent brain development. Mm-hmm. For adults that are trying to recover from tobacco use disorder, FDA has not approved vaping devices to help people quit smoking. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes when people are vaping to quit, what often happens is they get stuck in a dual use pattern where they're vaping and smoking interchangeably but not quitting. And just to go back to the tobacco industry for a moment, increasingly the vaping industry and tobacco industry are becoming one. Mm-hmm. So Juul, most popular vaping device on the market now, has owned in 35% share by Philip Morris, the maker of Marlboros.
Wow.
So that's very important for discussions around harm reduction, because these products oftentimes are maybe the risk of harm is still very much there for these products, and we have to be extremely careful about that.
Wow. Mm. I'm telling you, man.
Listen, we feel guilty. I got to think about it.
It makes a lot of people feel guilty.
I think what's really important is that if there is an adversary in this, it is the industry and not the individual.
Yeah.
We
exactly.
know a lot of folks in recovery were targeted by this tobacco industry at a very young age.
Mm. Yeah.
90% of smokers start under the age of 18.
Mm. Yeah.
But we know that a lot of folks in recovery want to recover from tobacco use together with other substances.
Yeah.
So this isn't about shame and blame and finger wagging and giving people the riot act or third degree. It's about creating settings that foster tobacco-free recovery rather than perpetuate the leading killer of folks in recovery.
So, you know, I feel sorry for those that are listening and viewing now. I hope that you're not lighting up right now. I hope that this information, thought-provoking information, will make you think about that. 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
That's right.
And that's what we're employing. We want people not only to quit now, but forever. Mm-hmm. So listen, we're going to take our final break, and we're going to come wrap things up with Maria Whitmire, like Oscar Mayer, giving some pertinent information about the recovery walk. Before we let you go, John, anybody you want to thank, Ryan?
Yeah, I want to thank great visionary organizations that are demonstrating incredible leadership and commitment, like the consortium, but so many others, and helping gradually shift the culture and norm around tobacco use and addiction treatment settings.
Yeah.
I want to thank again the Recovery Walks organizers for again standing up against the industry and standing for people in recovery. And I just want to thank anyone here that is working on the recovery from tobacco use. It is tough. I've done it myself. I was 2 packs a day when I stopped. But if you're at a point, anyone listening in, where this addiction is taking from you more than it's giving you back, you are ready. And the most important message I would give around that is that it's not about the absence, right? The loss, the deprivation, just like all forms of recovery, it's about the opportunity.
Yeah.
You get back time, health, money, purpose, and hope, which are inestimable value in terms of how much that is worth for people.
So, you know, Ryan, we're going to have you back, and again next month. I think we have to target a whole show to this whole industry.
Yeah,
all right. And I just want to thank you professionally and publicly for being involved, what you're doing here in the city of Philadelphia in conjunction in the partnership with PROAC and the Recovery Walk, all right? We're going to swing over, and Marie, John, we'll sit you back up there, John. Right. And Marie, I want you to give out the website, phone numbers again for the Recovery Walk.
The Recovery Walk's website is recoverywalks.org. It's spelled R-E-C-O-V-E-R-Y-W-A-L-K-S.org. You can go there for registration. If you want to be a sponsor of the walk, there's instructions on how you can sign up to be a sponsor. There's different team captain materials on there, how you can volunteer. So go to recoverywalks.org for more information on that.
And Marie will be back in here again next month as we move closer to the Recovery Walk on September the 21st. Right yes. here at Penn's Landing. And don't forget about the pep rally. Anybody you want to thank before we let you go?
I do. We want to thank some of the top sponsors of the walk, Philadelphia DBH IDS in Roland Land. I'd like to also thank Bucks County Drug and Alcohol Commission and Temple University Health Systems. Also, I want to thank Recovery Talk Radio and Derek Ford. I'd like to...
Give me $20, Dave.
Also, want to thank all the volunteers that are helping out with the walk, and the staff from PROAC User are all great helping out with the walk, and you know, together we're going to put on a show, the you know, top last year's show.
Yes, we are. And yes. And this is not the end of PROAC here at 900 AM WRD, so stay tuned for that. John, I'm going to swing over to you, John, to close out. I'm going to go back over John to Jerome Wells.
There you go.
PE supervisor over there at the consortium. Oh, wow. And this is my man that from, let me slide that over a little bit for you, right? And I just want to thank you for being here. Anybody you want to thank before we let you go?
Well, sure. First of all, I want to thank God. Secondly, I want to thank Mr. White for giving me the opportunity. He's seen his vision for treatment was so great that he's let me take up the mantle and do this.
Yeah.
And I also, you know, want to thank you, Rick.
For, thank you, man.
Letting me spread the word.
We're going to have you back.
Okay.
I think it's equally important to have you back, and every second Saturday of the month, consortium will be in here. So we got more to do. John, okay. Because we're running out, I want to go to you, John, as we close out.
Well, of course, I too want to thank the Creator and for giving me the opportunity to be an active participant as an advocate for people, some of whom have no voice and some of whom voices are ignored. There was a great author once said, the two most important days of your life are the day you're born and the day you discover why. Many of us have not yet figured out why we're here. Mm-hmm. Spend a minute. I think you'll find that those folks who are most effective, those who are happiest and joyful in their lives, are folks who figured out somewhere along the way what their purpose on life, about life is. So think about it. Thank you. See you in a month.
And listen, man, this, wow. My final words have always been, love someone because someone needs to love you back. To the First Lady of Recovery, my wife, Sheila Ford, to my two daughters, Sierra Quadia. Yeah, and my grandson, Sayer, and my granddaughter, Samir. And to the rest of you guys in recovery, you guys know I love you. They say what comes from the heart reaches the heart. Don't change that dial right here at 900 AM WRD. Our good friend Lloyd Cummings is coming to you. We want to thank our producer, Dave, for holding things down. Until next week, peace, and we're out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Family Therapy Vignette Moments with Dr. Lucille Ijoy. Are you a little grumpy because you need to see a dentist? You're afraid to smile. This is not fun. Be brave. Make an appointment to see a dentist. You'll look better, younger, and you won't be afraid to smile. Listen to a little music by Marian Anderson. Some dentists have quiet music playing in their offices.
date for our next Eco Word event, Environmental Justice Summit, Sunday, October 20th at Bartram's Garden, 5400 Lindbergh Boulevard, from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Visit wordradio.com and stay tuned to Word Radio for more information.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.
Drive In
with Solomon Jones.
Drive Home
with Charles Ellison.
This is Word Radio, 96.1 FM
and 900 AM WURD.
Philadelphia, independent black media. You're listening to Word Radio, 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD. Independent black media.
Coming to Philly Syndication Network by way of Cedar Valley, Jamaica, London, England, Canada, New York City, and finally Philadelphia, Lloyd Cummings is the real thing. A true, conscious, positive professional. Broadcasting to the